Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America, last show of the week. We always have a little bit more fun on the last show of the week. Thank you for joining us on Overnight America. On KMOX, I'm your host, Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, you always can download at KMOX.com/ONA. I look at the demographics of the people that download and listen to the show after the fact. It always surprises me just the wide range of places that people will listen to this show. It's awesome. And then last night, did you see KMOX.com did an article about us? They did an article about all the different states that represented Cardinals Nation last night. Oh, so many. We had, in total, 22 different states that called in. I took a phone. Hold on, let me pull up my phone. I took a snapshot on my smartphone of all the different states that called in. So let's do a quick count. Missouri, Illinois, North Carolina, Indiana, Arkansas, Montana, California, South Dakota, Iowa, Georgia, Wisconsin, Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Nebraska, North Dakota, Arizona, Mississippi, Ohio. All the different states that call to congratulate and do a little victory dance for the Cardinals advancing. And we were watching the scoreboard, the SLDS. Is that right? No, it's ALDS. Or is it SLDS? CBS calls it the SLDS. That's not right. They do. It's right here on the CBS Newswire. It says SLDS. In baseball news, the Houston Astros beat Tampa Bay Rays 6-1 in game 5 of their matchup. So they're going to advance into the American League Championship Series. Yeah, it has to be a typo. See, I'm not the biggest baseball fan, and even I knew that. So as we were watching, we were wondering last night, who will the Cardinals play? We know they'll play the Nationals. Okay, let's go even further. Who will be playing on the other side? So it's the Yankees and the Astros, which is going to be a powerhouse series. Which also means that they'll probably get the premier scheduling when there's a conflict between the ALDS and the NLCS. So there's some times where the Cardinals are going to be playing. Monday is one of those days where there's no ALCS game, so we're just going to assume it's going to be the night game. However, we don't have the times released yet. I keep checking MLB's website thinking that they'll release the start times now that we know who's going to be playing. And they did that for the Cardinals, by the way. In Game 5, we started to get an idea of when Game 1 and Game 2 will be played before the game was over. So I thought, okay, maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe they'll release the time. Maybe we'll get a little bit of a heads up of what's going down. But I haven't seen that yet. So if that happens at some point during the show, I'll let you know. I think a lot of people are interested in the start times, even though we know the two home games, so Friday night game and Saturday day game, okay, here in St. Louis, Missouri against Washington. They're off on Sunday. Then they're back on Monday. We're going to assume that's a night game. Tuesday, we're going to assume that's the day game, and the ALCS is going to be the night game. But again, a lot of questions. How is this going to work? Then there's a Wednesday game off on Thursday, back in St. Louis for Friday and Saturday. So when they release those times, wouldn't that be great if it was tonight? We'll announce it right here on Overnight America. Let's see. And I love going to MLB.com. Who has the edge? And they're looking at between the two. So here's who they say has the edge in the series. So at catcher, advantage Cardinals. You better believe it. Was it even a question? First base, advantage Cardinals. Second base, advantage Cardinals. Shortstop, advantage Nationals. Third base, advantage Nationals. So they're putting Carpenter at a disadvantage, I guess. And then left field, Nationals. Center field, Nationals, right field, Cardinals. Right field, isn't that Tommy Edman? Was he playing right field this last game? Who's playing right field right now? Yeah. I love that they're giving him some love. Tommy Edman, my man. Relief pitchers. They also say advantage Cardinals. But then this is Major League Baseball, MLB.com's prediction. Nationals in six. What? 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 You believe that? Here's what we have planned for the show tonight. And I'm not going to do all Cardinals. We did 3 hours of Cardinals talk last night. I was so pumped up for it. You know, I even went out and I tried to grab what I thought was the perfect type of motivational song. Like, if you're going to get pumped up and you needed something to get pumped up to after a big win like that, I'm going to have to save that. I'm going to have to save it for next time. All right. So here's what's on the show. Next hour in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to AccuWeather at 11:15, and AccuWeather is going to give us an idea of what to expect in the temperature tomorrow for the first pitch. I'm a little concerned because it turns into a nice day to a very cold day very quickly. So I'm going to have them come on, and we're going to explain what that means. What does it mean for Saturday as well? Because we get game one and two here at Busch Stadium. Also, we're going to welcome in a former FBI agent by the name of Josh Campbell, and he has a book called Crossfire Hurricane. He's someone that I wanted to have on the show a couple days ago, but we didn't have an opportunity. He actually was working in the FBI under James Comey. He was part of the investigation into Russia. He was part of the investigation into Hillary Clinton. Crossfire Hurricane was the code name in the FBI for the Russian investigation. Do you want to guess what Hillary Clinton's investigation code name was? Should I save that for next hour? Listen, check back next hour. It's a really cool code name. Also later in the show, Dr. Jacob Appel, he is someone that looks at medical and ethical dilemmas. So here's a couple of examples of what he's going to bring up. You ready? If, for example, a man is in need of a kidney transplant and his son goes in to get the test to see if he is eligible for that, to give a kidney to his father. They go in there, they do the tests. They find out he is not eligible, and then they find something else out. He's not actually his son. Does the doctor tell the father and son? No? Well, okay. So some people say no, some people say yes. Let me give you another thing. So let's say you're the son, and your medical history is dependent on thinking that you're part of this family line. Let's say your family is clean history, no problems at all. But the other side of the family that you don't know you're part of, susceptible to heart disease, susceptible to diabetes, things like that, things that would run in the family. Now do you want to tell them because it could be medically relevant to them? No? Okay, these are medical dilemmas. And actually, these are things that are, I wouldn't say are common as finding a penny on the ground, but they happen all the time, you know? So we're going to talk to Dr. Appel about some of those medical and ethical dilemmas in the midnight hour. I have an article about the Loop Trolley. David Letterman's out there, and he's doing a show for Netflix, and he previewed his next guest, which he said was the biggest superstar in the world. Who do you think the biggest movie star in the world is right now? And I'm going to tell you something. I've never heard of this person. I thought he was going to say, oh, it's The Rock. It's Brad Pitt. Oh, it's fill in the blank. No, never heard of this person. Also coming up, we'll talk Loop Trolley. I want to talk about, I got a lot of stuff to get to. Sesame Street, they're tackling addiction. I actually looked online to see how Sesame Street and their Muppets handle such a very serious topic like addiction. You would think, wow, that's a tough one to handle. It is a tough one to handle. So we'll look at that too. And we'll take some of your calls in the next hour. So we'll keep things open at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Yeah, this is going to be one of those cold, chilly nights. I didn't like the rain driving into work. It kind of slows everything down. We'll see how the next couple of days go. Oh, we're close to midnight. You know what happens at midnight. Things change at midnight. I'm not saying what, but some things change. I'm really looking forward to the weekend, I'll tell you. Got a couple of things planned with the family. Tomorrow, got some more things planned with the son. I always like going out and hanging out with my kid, which is always neat. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast at kmox.com/ona. This is what I would plead to you. If you want to help the show, if you really want to be a friend of the show, if you have a smartphone, this is what I would ask for you to do. If you're in a safe place to do it, if you're not like driving, maybe you're sitting at home, you're on the lounger, you're at the kitchen table, whatever you're doing, pull out your smartphone, okay? Log into it, like, you know, put your little code in, okay? You got it? Okay, you're doing that, sure. Look for the podcast app on it. Apple has a podcast app built into it. Android phones have a podcast app built into it. Try to find that podcast app, okay? You don't know what it looks like? It's normally like either a little purple icon on the iPhone or a little yellow icon on the Android phones. Just search when you open up that app, Overnight America. And when you get the opportunity, hit subscribe. Give us a nice review. It really helps other people find this show. Go do it. Seriously.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.